When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Hollis Tank Thomas, 14-year NFL vet, now working at WIP in Philadelphia. Tank, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. One, I hate I'm going to miss you because I assume you're going to come to New York when the Eagles take on the Giants next week, right?
What the hell for?
Oh! Well,
why would he do that?
Because the last time we had you on, you said when you're in New York, we're going to hook up.
Well, yeah, that was if the game meant something.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't recall that caveat, but no problem.
It still means something to the Eagles when they're trying to fight for that one seed, right?
No, I mean, they already in the playoffs. I don't care. Everybody else is bitching over one seed. As long as they make it to get a ticket to the dance and can get in, I'm cool with that. I get that. Once that stuff's over, as a former player, you just want a chance
right.
to get in.
Okay, all right.
But don't you also want that bye, though? And I know they're in a nice position for that. But you want a bye if you're a player. I mean, to be able to rest and you're guaranteed a home game, that's got to mean something.
Nah, I mean, not really.
All right. Okay. I stand corrected then.
Especially if you're rolling. And you're on a good roll, you actually want to stop that roll.
That's a good point.
You are a hoot.
Yeah, actually, you want that bye week, if you're sticking up towards the end of the season, you want that bye week to lick your wounds and get everybody healthy and stuff. But if you're on a roll and y'all rolling, you might want to just roll take that off the rest of the way through.
Got you. Okay, they weren't rolling last time out at Seattle. What did you see in that matchup between the Eagles and the Seahawks?
I saw my head coach bitch up.
Wow, you're gonna turn on him that quickly, huh?
I didn't turn on him. I just said I saw him bitch up. That's what happened. It was, I'm calling it like I see. He didn't. He was playing soft. He's playing like he can have a pair. And a lot of people. When I was watching the game, the first thing I noticed, and I knew it was gonna be a rough night, was when the first time he challenged the spot on the 4th and inches. I was like, you have a 6'6" quarterback, 250 pounds. He has yet to be stopped on a quarterback sneak, and you're about to blow everything over. You're about to blow a timeout one, because that challenge is rarely overturned that he made. And then I'm like, are you sure? You're not sure you got confidence in your man's up front. I was like, you're already second guessing right there. Like that, and then actually the team followed suit after that. It was just like everybody was playing scared. Everybody's playing undisciplined. Was worried about what the refs was calling. It just was a bad look.
Geo Jones with Hollis Tank Thomas, 14-year NFL veteran, former Eagle, now working at WIP in Philadelphia. Is it concerning to you that the Eagles had a pretty soft schedule there for a while, were beaten up on teams, double-digit wins, and then they ran into a team in Seattle that was better, and all of a sudden they ended up losing? Do you think that's a bad trend or more of an aberration?
Everybody kept saying it, and the weird thing is as a player, you would look at the schedule and you would think it was soft, but when you actually go and play the games, they pretty much just ass kickers waiting to happen and everybody waiting to turn on you. But instead of that happening, they went out and did what they were supposed to do. Now, if you told me that at this point we'd be 10-2, I'd take it, and those are two losses. I would take it, because when I initially went down the schedule, I had the Seattle game as a loss. But in the same right, I'm kind of mad. I'm kind of pissed off because they shrunk up in a situation where I felt like it was a test for a playoff atmosphere. And the other reason I'm pissed off is because it's not because they just came out and finally kicked our ass. They came. We shot ourselves in the foot on many different occasions. Our coaches playing scared. Especially, I was like, you can take advantage of a secondary that doesn't have Sherman. Richard Sherman, you got a guy that was on your roster that could have been that was nicknamed Toast.
Mm-hmm.
that you're playing against, and you throwing. And what the hell you throwing sideline routes to Torrey Smith for? Torrey Smith is a guy who stretched the field. I was like, when I was looking at that crap, I was like, oh, he's playing scared. and then a lot of people was asking, why do I think he's playing scared? I was like, well, one, after you saw Vitae get his ass whooped a few times with the same move, and your quarterback, you don't want to put your quarterback on the line. You're not throwing any deep passes now because your backup offensive tackle is getting torched with the same move each time. And they was talking about something. He was a little late off the rock. A little late? Damn. and then the end all be all was when they ran the lateral. First of all, I don't give a damn what they see upstairs. It looked like if I was on the sideline, if it looked like a lateral, that's a game. Like they could have killed the drive with that one. All you had to do was challenge it. It's a loss of down at minus 5 yards. So it would have been fourth down and like 15. You let them mosey on up to the line and run another play, and they're talking about you to have a protractor. Damn a protractor. Know what's going on in the game, man.
What is this geometry class? Oh, this is a protractor. You didn't watch the game at all. Now, Brandon Maxwell, he was toast. You're right there with the Eagles. I think he went to Miami after that and got paid, and now he's back, of course.
He didn't get paid with Miami. We traded him to Miami.
Right.
And he got his job took by an undrafted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Down in Miami.
Okay, so are there structural issues with this team, or is this just, as Gio said, a one-off, an aberration, the things that can be fixed?
Oh, no, it's things that can be fixed. And I think when you heard a lot of people interview, you heard when you start feeling yourself and not working as hard as you was working early in the season to get the victories, because it's hard to come by a victory in NFL.
Yep.
So everybody's talking all that crap about the teams we beat with slaw. I was like, yeah, they were slaw because we made them slaw. Mm-hmm. We could easily went out there and had a dogfight with any one of the teams, and then everybody would have been saying nothing. But they went out there like the machine that was going, and they was just winning. And they thought, and it was a wake up call that you needed now, because you're dealing with a young team that's got a few veterans on there, but you're dealing with a really young team that was doing great and was starting to feel themselves. They're doing the electric slide and stuff, and I was like, man, come on. that electric slide was cool as hell. It was like, but come on, it's like that would have been better received had you been electric sliding this week instead of last week.
Yeah.
And speaking of electric sliding, what the hell was wrong with Ben McAdoo up there?
Yeah, I know. I was going to ask you your take on that. When you look at that guy and you see how he handled everything, I mean, what are some of the thoughts that come into your mind?
Sheer stupidity. When you think about it, was pitching woo to me early on, and I met Jerry Reese a couple of times. And you guys, they have great restaurants and great per diem up there. They take you to for when you come on a visit.
Right.
I was like, but with Jerry Reese, I was like, I don't even know why he let that float like that. It's like, because his job, when he saw that, he should have known that my job is on the line too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, so if I was Jerry Reese, I would have got out in front of that and be like, hey, I went to the owner. I was like, hey, I need to fire him right now. He's trying to bench Eli. How you going to bench the only guy on your team that's doing something? It's like everybody else is sticking up the joint, getting torched. And then all your best receivers gone, and he's still in there, and he's your starter. Not only that, he's won two Super Bowls. You trying to bet you for damn Geno Smith? Geno Smith, all you had to do was go down the hallway, of your stadium, and go ask Ty Bowles and all them down there. What was Geno Smith good? You got him right down the hall. He didn't even have to move.
Kind of late for that, considering they signed him in during the offseason. Let me ask you about a former great Philadelphia Eagle player, Herm Edwards. Herm is now at Arizona State, as I'm sure you know, is their new head coach. Yeah. You think you could play for Herm?
I could play for Herm. He's like one of those old school coaches that, you know, he's out there to win. And a lot of things, a lot of coaches nowadays don't hold players accountable. If you look at the way the landscape now, everybody's playing, giving people potential and letting people just play just because you drafted them in the first round. I mean, that Joker got to play. He will make you earn your keep, and that's the type of coach I play for.
Talking to Tank Thomas, former Eagle and now working at WIP in Philadelphia on Geo and Jones, CBS Sports Radio. I want to go back to something you said before in your answers. You said that Nick Cannon was pitching you something. Did I hear that right?
Nick Cannon was pitching me something when?
No, you said the Giants were trying to pitch you. They were trying to woo you here, right, during free agency?
I was a free agent.
Oh, I thought he said Nick Cannon. I was like, what are you working with Nick Cannon for?
He was on Wild. Wild Enough?
With Nick Cannon, I wouldn't be up with your guys. I'd be somewhere wilding out.
Yeah,
yeah, all right, good. So get that out of the way.
I came on a couple of visits there when I was released by the Saints. At the beginning of the season, before I had a torn tricep, I was able to talk to other teams to come back that season, and I came on two visits to the Giants, and they got great per diem, per diem, and they also took you to a quality restaurant and had you staying in a quality hotel.
Yeah, of course. I want to ask you this. Santana Moss and Clinton Portis were just asked on a show about pregame stuff and how they used to drink shots of Hennessy before the game and a couple of shots. Did you ever drink in your career before the game or at halftime or take a shot of something before you played?
Not at halftime, but when I came in right on the cusp of the old school era, and I played. Who was that? I don't know if you remember, like Guy McIntyre, They was on my squad. So I had a shot a couple times for the game, and I actually flourished in both of those games.
A shot of what?
It was a shot of Hennessy. Actually.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And you only did it, and you played well in those two games. And you never did it again after that.
No, because it was something like as a young guy, you just did it just because. The older guys were doing it. The guys you saw playing as a kid was doing it. And it was just like, it was one of the things where you did it, and you did it. It wasn't my idea, so it wasn't something I did all the time. So, you know, if it was my idea, yeah, I would have done it all the time. And if I had thought about it like I did then, because, I wasn't really thinking that that's – but when I think about it, when I took those shots, I did have great games. I think one of the games, we lost the game, but we were playing against Minnesota, and I was out there. I was killing Randall McDaniel. I was mauling him.
Oh, wow.
That's one of my favorite players.
Not many can say that.
Yeah, I know. It was a Hall of Famer. Yeah,
go back and look at when Brad Johnson was the quarterback, and he was looking for me damn near every play. I was just running over Randall McDaniel. Give me that kickstand.
I know. I was just about to say that. He had one of the weirdest stances of an offensive lineman ever, especially at the guard position.
Yeah, I was balling. I was giving him all he wanted.
So that didn't compel you to go back to the juice before a game?
No, not really, because I kind of did that on a regular basis. I tried to go out there and seek and destroy every game. So
okay.
It was just like once the older guys left, it really didn't come up no more.
Okay. What's happening on the Philly scene lately? You've been partaking?
No, a little bit here and there. You know when you win it, I mean, everything's all gravy.
Yeah.
I'm actually getting ready to fly out to L.A. because I'm going to the game in L.A. With the Rams versus Rams. So that's going to be a quality contest.
Yeah,
they got a bunch of Eagles fans going out there. They're rented to Santa Monica Pier for one of the biggest tailgates known to man.
Wow,
jeez,
they rented the pier. That's impressive.
It's going to be young, tender, not even young. It's going to be tender morsels everywhere.
Tender morsels everywhere. And you didn't invite me, man.
I don't mess with nobody unless I'm giving in the immortal words of John Legend, unless I'm giving the green light.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Yeah, right. You make sure you get that out there on the air, please.
I just made sure because I'm not reckless. I don't recklessly touch anybody.
There you go.
I personally don't want to be recklessly touched myself. So if we got, it's got to be a mutual attraction.
Green light, red light.
Give me the green light. I'm ready to go.
I still need two green lights because I don't want to. I don't want to Charlie Rose it up. I think that we, I'm rolling on mutual feelings.
No, okay. You gotta be careful, man. You gotta be. You're right. You gotta be careful.
Yeah,
he's being
no,
smart.
Charlie, that's what you know. Charlie Rose is the only one who I feel sorry for in those situations because he said he thought he was pursuing mutual feelings.
Mm. Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Right.
As,
who knows how it really went?
As a man, we big dumb animals, so we might think a girl is like giving us the green light, and she's really not. She's just being nice.
Now, Hollis, on a serious note, I mean, we know the perils of being an athlete, and mm-hmm. you recall during training camp, you'd have the NFL security come in, and they'd give us all these incidents that have occurred and what to look out for. Did you ever have a situation there or during your playing career where you had to deal with someone possibly stalking you or making up allegations against you?
Not making up allegations. The stalking thing, I don't know. Not really stalking. I had some people, some unwanted callers
yeah.
who would continue calling. And then the funny thing is I've never changed my number. I just ignore the call.
There you go.
I was like, if it came to that, I would quickly call the police. But I've never had one of those incidents of that, like somebody calling me or trying to put me in a grinder
right.
over something I did. Because I don't know about you, but if no and sexy are way far apart in the dictionary. So if a woman says no, that's pretty much the end of the night.
Yeah, it's
like,
easy.
And it's gonna be that awkward moment because I'm gonna be like, I think you should go, or I should go,
right?
Because we've got to the hot and heavy part, and apparently, the attraction wasn't mutual.
Hey, no matter when the no inserts itself, it still means no.
Yep. But as soon as the no says something, the blood goes out of one head and back into the other.
Hollis Tank Thomas, we appreciate the time, as always.
You took a second, didn't you?
Man, I tell you.
You are a piece of work, man.
You are incredible. Listen, have fun in L.A., all right, man? We'll talk to you down the road.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too. I mean, there's a good message in there.
Yes.
It's a no means no message
right.
from Tank Thomas.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's
it's just
when
that
the blood leaves.
Yeah, right. He said we got yeah. one the first time.
Yeah, I'm
just we don't need a reiteration.
I thought maybe you missed
no.
the flow.
I got it. I got it the first time.
You got it. Okay.
His take on the drinking was just amazing. He said he would have drank before every game if it was his idea.
Yeah.
But since it wasn't his idea and it was someone else's idea, he only did it those two times. Like, what an amazing thought process that is. Okay.
He didn't want to give in to that peer pressure.
I guess not.
Yep.
We're coming right back.
I got some peer pressure for you, though. Brian Jones here again for Relief Factor. And maybe like me, you were a high school superstar athlete or even a professional athlete. Either way, I'll bet you have some aches and pains that are making your life miserable right now. Hard to get out of a chair. Hard to golf or play tennis or even walk up and down stairs. Hey, you don't have to be an athlete to have pain. Neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee pain, all that bad stuff. Even general muscle aches and pain can be a bummer. This is why I'm so happy with Relief Factor. 100% drug-free way to lower or even eliminate your pain. It sure has worked for me and my pain. Elbow pain, pain in my ankles. I have it everywhere. And even muscle aches and pain after a good workout. Yeah, I'm a little sore still, but the pain I used to experience, no more. It has ceased because of Relief Factor. So here's what I suggest you do. Like tens of thousands of other athletes and non-athletes have already done. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order right now. That's ReliefFactor.com. Maybe you're skeptical like I was, and I was really skeptical. But I'm not skeptical any longer because I'm out of pain, and you can be too. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call them 800-500-8384.
Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Andrew Bogish is... What are you doing?
I'm watching videos on the internet.
What?
My good friend.
See? I told you he
recently
was
got promoted.
Freak.
Why were you so interested in that?
Who was promoted?
Hyper-local. Oh, there was a hyper-local website.
Patchogue.
Right. It's called greaterpatchogue.com. It's in eastern Long Island.
Yeah.
Guy lives in Bellport. Know the guy. Does a nice job. Try to do the best I can to help him out, promote the site. He's a hard worker.
You don't know my buddy out there, man. It hurts. Kenny Getz.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're supposed to know Kenny Getz.
But for some reason, you were fascinated.
Well, I opened up Facebook, and there it was, and it started playing right away.
Oh, okay.
And there you were, and there was some good beer. So I was just watching it for a second.
All right.
I mean, so you live in Patchogue?
No, I don't.
Oh, you shut up over there, damn it. Where you live?
I live in Bellport. It's the next town over. Like, I'm actually on the border, so the house next to mine is East Patchogue.
Damn.
That's how close
it
is.
See, that's how y'all all mash together. Hmm. Okay.
Not really. I'm on an acre, and it's not that close.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm on 1 acre, and he's just has...
It's not mashed up. I mean, you live in... You want to talk about mashed up? You know, that's a mashed up place where you are.
Yes.
Weehawken. I'm not mashed up at all. That's why it takes so long for me to get here, because I had to go really far to be in a non-mashed up place.
Yes, there you go.
I can breathe.
Yeah.
You know? That's right.
Yes.
All right, Pogus, you got something for us, man?
I do.
He's a meanie.
Watching this video over and over again.
Why can't I watch it? Because I like you and I'm happy for you. There's nothing bad about it.
I don't know. I don't trust you.
I mean, I want to know how, does Greater Patchogue TV broadcast high school sports?
It's not greater, is it? It's just they call it Greater Patchogue TV, I guess, but it's just their video content. It's not any sort of.
All right, never mind then.
Would you want? Do you want me to? He now has a Greater Bayshore,
ooh,
Greater Port Jeff.
Well, he wants to do Greater Franklin Square,
Greater.
Let me know
Babylon. All these little towns on Long Island. He's building an empire.
Good for him,
this guy. So. Greater Franklin Square.
Yeah. Might now, be you're on the from way. Patchogue, or you just live there now?
Shut the hell up.
So there's still time to convince Tennessee not to hire Jeremy Pruitt as head coach and finally get T. Martin the job he so richly deserves. The Alabama defensive coordinator reportedly agreeing to a new 6-year deal to end the never-ending search, which also cost AD John Curry his job. Pruitt apparently wants to do both of his jobs for now, running the Tide D and getting things rolling in Knoxville. Thoughts and prayers to Roger Goodell and his family. The NFL commissioner's annual salary in his new 5-year extension only in the single-digit millions, but could get to $40 million annually through bonuses and incentives. Goodell and Compensation Committee Chair Arthur Blank have signed the deal. Remaining owners need to okay all of those bonuses. The Chiefs suspending cornerback Marcus Peters for Sunday's game with the Raiders for his hissy fit last weekend at the Jets. Wide out Amari Cooper is out of the concussion protocol in Oakland, but missed another practice yesterday because of an ankle injury. And Warren Moon is being sued for sexual harassment by his former assistant. Moon has taken a leave of absence from the Seahawks radio broadcast. The Cavalier win streak, 13, tied the longest in franchise history. They were down 14 in the third, but beat the Kings last night 101-95. The Celtics and Mavs were tied at 85 last night in Boston. The Seas won the sprint to the finish line.
Kyrie lobs it ahead to Rozier, racing, beats Dirk down the floor, right-hand slam, scored, and the foul, and there will be no overtime tonight.
Our work is finished here, my friends. It's finished.
Cedric Maxwell and Sean Grandia.
It's finished.
On Celtics Radio, 97-90. The final, 23 points and 5 assists for Kyrie Irving. Kevin Durant, 35, 11 boards, 10 assists. In the Warriors' first game without Steph Curry, Draymond Green was also out with a sore shoulder last night. Golden State cruising through Charlotte, 101-87. DeMarcus Cousins, 40 points, 22 boards, as the Pelicans outscored the Nuggets, 123-114. The Bucks beat the Pistons, 104-100. And the Bulls lost their 10th straight, 98-96, in Indy. College Hoops, first loss of the season for number 2 Kansas.
Mid-post, Vic gets it down to the baseline, zips it out top, poked away by Matisse Thybulle. One on nobody, soars to the rim and throws it down, and the Huskies lead by 10 on the road against the number 2 team in the country. Timeout, Bill Self.
I was going to ask you how to pronounce his last name, Thybulle.
Yes.
Thybulle.
Yes, Matisse Thybulle. Yeah. 19 points. The Huskies, a 74-65 win over Kansas in Kansas City. That was Tony Castricone on the Washington IMG Sports Network.
Thybulle and Castricone. Nice law firm.
I'm sure it's Thybulle. Tony's last name might not be Castricone. He's new to me today. So
Castricone.
And there's not a cut of Thybulle saying Tony's name, so I got no help. Fifth ranked.
Good law firm, right? Thybulle and Castricone.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Feeble and Castricone. I think it's a little bit better.
Fifth-ranked Florida also a victim last night. Loyola Chicago winning in Gainesville 65-59. The Angels and Mariners added $1 million each to their international bonus money pools yesterday by each trading prospects to the Twins. That extra cash presumably for Shohei Ohtani. A goal and three assists for Alex Ovechkin. The Capitals handled the Blackhawks 6-2 in Toronto. Outlasted Calgary 2-1 in a shootout. Boys?
Speaking of baseball, how about Rafael Palmeiro said that at 53 years old, he believes he can make a comeback into Major League Baseball.
He's been on relief factor. He feels great. That's what he said. He feels good. Of course you feel good. You haven't done anything in 12 years, man. Oh, I feel great. Yeah.
There are a couple of celebrity endorsers of relief factor other than you. Is he one of them?
No.
Okay.
No, he's not.
I was going to say, that would be a bold move with his history.
No, he's not, but he's feeling great, and usually you
Jay
do.
Jay Buhner or somebody is? Like, oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, when you remove yourself from the game and you're not out there in the grind, of course you're going to feel fine. Yeah, he said he's still working out, and even at 53, he thinks he can come back and play. He did have a pretty sweet, smooth swing. And so has he been in the batting cage? He didn't say he had or he did or he hadn't. But I think it's far-fetched. He could come back and play now.
There it is, man. Jay Buhner.
Jay Buhner.
Endorsing the relief factor.
There you go.
How old is he? You think he could come back?
How old is he? Does it say?
You want to take a guess?
Jay Buhner, probably right there with Palmeiro.
Jay Buhner is 53.
See, I was right.
Yeah.
Right there with him.
Nailed it.
No, couldn't come back.
So what do you say?
He's had a more violent swing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the relief factor is not getting him in playing shape? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, that's one thing to want to be out of pain. There's another thing you want to be in playing shape, okay? Let's not conflate the two. Totally different.
If a 53-year-old Rafael Palmeiro played a full season as a DH in baseball, do you think that he could hit above 225?
It's hard to answer. You haven't seen him in a dozen years. I don't know.
I mean, I think the answer's got to be no.
Right. I would say no.
53? Yeah. You tell me he can hit more than...
And you don't know how he's going to recover. He hasn't been out there on a daily basis. And even playing DH, you have to recover.
Yeah.
You get older and everything shuts down or doesn't move as fast as it used to, and you don't recover as quickly as you once did. I mean, I think all these guys that look at a Brady, and you look at some of these other players who are up in age and yet they're still thriving. And it depends on, he says, Rafael says that he's taking care of his body from not only a physical standpoint, but from what he's ingesting. And, maybe could for a little while, but I can't see him playing 162.
William's in South Carolina on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, William? Good morning.
How you doing, Brian?
Yes?
What's the chances of you doing motivational speaking at a program for my youth football program? I got about 90 kids in it.
What's the chance of me doing it in South Kakalaki?
That's right.
What part of South Kakalaki?
It's really Florence, about an hour from Myrtle Beach, but it's a town right outside of it called Timminsville, South Carolina.
What are the chances of me doing it now? Or, in the near future?
When? Yeah, when?
Well, we've got it Saturday, but I know that's probably putting you on the spot, but maybe lining it up for next year about this time.
That's going to put me on the spot, too. Saturdays, man, is college football. I've got Army-Navy this weekend, the Heisman candidates. So this during football season, it's out of question.
Right.
Yeah, but I would love to do that. I wouldn't mind helping you out and talking to the kiddos, but during football season, I'm
booked. And he'd do it for free, William, which is great.
Exactly, yes. And he'd do it for free because we're a burnt program.
Yep. He would do it for free.
Thank you, agent. I have three agents now, I see. Okay.
Yeah, without a doubt, he would do that for free.
I know you've got something in Texas with the YMCA. That's why I was calling that.
No, it was Boys and Girls Club.
Boys and Girls Club.
Boys and Girls Club, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
well, good luck, man.
Does that for free, so he could do this for free as
all
well.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, pimp.
Thank you.
All right, see you, William. What?
My pimp now?
Well, I just figured it would be a nice gesture. Guy's calling up. He's got a youth football program.
Well, let me
Not like he has
Let me say that.
Well, I don't trust that you'd make the right call on that. So I wanted to step in and make sure
that... Why would I charge the man? Speak to his youth football team. I wouldn't do that. What?
I don't know.
What does all the sighing and shaking of the head mean?
I don't believe you. I think you would. I think you'd ask.
I wouldn't charge him any more than I charge any
exactly.
other youth football team.
Aha! I knew it.
We're joking, William. Come on. I mean, all I want is some fried green tomatoes, some fried pork chops, crackling cornbread, greens and yams, and some Kool-Aid. We good.
What would be some of your talking points for youth football motivational speaking?
Shut the hell up and listen.
Okay.
And when they stop getting on you, they've given up on you. Mm-hmm. Get your education. And stay away from the cheerleaders, even at that age.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I told you about Lulu.
That's right. We found Lulu, by the way.
Yeah, worse.
We did. We found her, and we're planning her to show up on the last show. We're going to bring her in. We're going to have
in
her.
In a burker?
She's going to... She's going to be the third voice on Gio and Jones that day. Gio, Jones, and Lulu. One last time.
What a send-off.
Yeah, right. Good night, America. Lulu, say good night.
You are a nut.
Okay. Coming up next, could the latest edition to WWE actually get me to watch? Keep it right here.
Check us out on Facebook at Gio and Jones.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Ronda Rousey, who got just absolutely crushed in her last two MMA fights.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't fought since they lost to Amanda Nunes in, was a year ago now.
She got married, right? Didn't she get married shortly after that?
I don't know.
Okay.
And then, of course, Holly Holm was the first to beat her back in, like, 2 years ago now in 15. So she was done. She was cooked.
Yeah.
She just, it was over. Yeah. She was a superstar at UFC and MMA. Up. And then all of a sudden, she dropped quickly because she was getting just rocked. So now, and yes, Mike, you got something, Mike?
Married in August.
She was just married. Look at you.
What?
Little TMZ over there.
I'm up on the Rousey news, man.
I guess you are. So now she's nearing a deal, looks like a foregone conclusion, that she will be a part of the WWE stable. She is going to be a wrestler now for WWE. And I'm not interested at all in watching her. Just like every other wrestler.
Yeah, why would that be a draw, especially when she got her ass kicked the last two times you saw her in her initial sport?
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm not... This is actually a time where we could use Depressed Pete.
Well, that's... We found one.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe because she's a big name and a celebrity and she's crossing over into this world that, you know, she will add some interest and they write. I guess it's really about, with wrestling, it's about the storylines that are written, right?
Yeah.
So if they write her a good storyline, then that's what it's about,
and
right?
It's about selling it and being a good entertainer. So we'll see. Yeah, but that doesn't move the needle, dog.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Is Evan Roberts here yet? That little...
Is he big in the WWE?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Into it. I mean, it's his... Evan Roberts is a midday show host at WFAN in New York, and it's right next door. And
with the great Joe Beningo.
That's right. That's his co-host, Joe Beningo. And Evan loves wrestling.
What?
Evan was talking to us yesterday about, you know, Taz, who does a show on CBS Sports Radio and has a podcast here. So Taz does a show. He's a former wrestler. His name's Taz.
Really?
And he has a podcast, very popular podcast, and also does a show like around, I don't think it's all the time, it's just around the big events in WWE.
Okay.
And Evan said that he was at Taz's debut at Madison Square Garden, back his WWE debut. And he said in all the times he's ever been at the Garden, that was the loudest the Garden ever was.
What?
Which is, I found it a little hard to believe, but so I guess he's not here.
Is that Taz?
No.
What? What is Twitter? I don't know what he looks
That's
like.
That's not him.
Okay. Well, obviously not from the laughter.
That guy couldn't be farther. Once you see what he really looks like, you're going to be like.
Okay. I don't know.
I can't believe That's the first picture you saw. But anyway, so I don't know. So is there any other wrestling fans? Is Marash a wrestling fan? Any other wrestling? All right, give us a call. 855-212-4CBS. Connor's not a wrestling fan. I already know. I can hurt him.
Not
it
a
down.
Haircut fan either.
Nice. You can tell he's too cool for wrestling. I can just tell. But if you're a wrestling fan, is signing Ronda Rousey a big deal in your world? 855-212-4CBS.
I just can't see advertisers flocking to WWE because of this announcement.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I mean, she is popular, right? She ended up...
Still?
Well, what other WWE person are we going to be talking about right now? I mean, that she's definitely... Yeah, she's popular. She's not as popular as she was, but, I mean, she's people know who she is. She's a household name at this point, I would think.
Okay.
Close to it. She was in Entourage. She was in the Entourage movie.
Oh, yeah. She was popular then. She hadn't gotten her ass kicked.
But not everybody wins everything, right?
Well,
so
go out with a
Conor McGregor got his ass kicked by Floyd Mayweather. Still popular.
But hey, he was going outside of his box though. He was in a different ring.
Okay, she's going outside of hers now.
That's fine. Good for her.
Right.
That's good to be wanted, even if it's a WWE.
Yeah,
if they wanted me, I'd go. I still can't find a picture. I'm trying.
Well, why don't you Google image it?
Well, why didn't you say that at the beginning?
Because I thought it was assumed. That you would just do that if you were looking for a picture of somebody.
I don't know about that.
I would put wrestler at
Taz Show. How about that?
Okay.
And then say images. Mm-hmm. That's him?
No.
Oh, this is him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not even close to the other picture. Oh, big dude. Yeah. So how long did he wrestle?
You're asking.
And he was the Taz man. What was his Tasmanian devil or something?
I don't know.
What was his moniker in WWE? Do we know?
I think it was Taz.
It was just Taz.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah, just that.
Wow.
Right.
That's what's going to be. Man, that's going to be a different show.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Taz. Oh, look at that. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that was the wrong picture.
It was a big dude.
Yeah.
Sean in Tennessee, the man knows everything about everything.
Yeah.
What's up, Sean? You're on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Sean.
So, GL, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
First, you're going to dip out on my mornings, and now you're bashing wrestling.
Well, yes and yes. I'm sorry. I still love you, Sean.
You're going to send me into a blind rage over here.
Sorry, man. I don't mean to. It's just the way that it happened.
I mean, it's gotten crappy over the years, but there was a golden age in wrestling.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, there was. Back when I was a kid.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
It was when it was amazing. Down here in the South, where it was great.
Exactly.
The Carolinas.
So do you think this is going to be a big move for WWE with Ronda Rousey going there?
Not even a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Who's the best wrestler right now?
Right now? I would have to give it to AJ Styles.
AJ Styles. I'm not familiar. Okay.
No, I'm not familiar either.
Is it a very popular person?
Of course.
Okay.
Phenomenal one.
All right. Very good, Sean. Very good. So Rousey, you think this is, will it backfire to the point where the fans are going to hate her? You have to turn heel?
Probably.
Okay.
Look. She's easy on the eyes. I ain't gonna lie. But compared to the divas they already got, it ain't gonna work.
No.
Well, she thinks she's gonna go that diva route. I don't believe she'll do that.
She has to be a heel, right?
She doesn't have a choice. That's what they are. The WWE divas. She has no choice.
But she's gonna be a heel. She has to be a bad girl.
She's going to be another China is what we're going to get.
Ah.
See, I don't even see, and China's dead.
Yeah,
right?
Didn't we lose China?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for dragging the show down, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
Anybody, any other dead people you want to mention before you go?
Oh, well, we've had this conversation before.
Oh, have we? I don't even remember. All right, Sean, take care, man. I love hearing from you, right? That's Sean in Tennessee. Joe in Houston's next up on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Joe. What do you got for us today, man?
Well, just wanted to tell you about, you know, Ronda Rousey. I think the popularity is going to be based around the match that she's put in.
Okay.
And I think she's either going to make the other talent for the WWE either enhance, she's going to make them better, or she's going to just rise her stock and say, you know what, yeah, I made it in one world, I can make it in another.
Do you think she'll wrestle men, Joe?
No, I don't think she'll wrestle men. She might throw a move here or there, but okay. I don't think she's going to fight the men. I think she's going to fight the women. She might even fight Ric Flair's daughter, Charlotte Flair.
I didn't even know Rick she was of a...
What?
Wow, okay.
Man.
All right, very good. We're learning a lot here. Thanks, Joe, for the call.
Ric Flair's daughter?
I think she might. I actually... Because remember, like, she was talking about fighting Floyd Mayweather when she was at the top of her game and getting him in the octagon. I wouldn't be surprised if she wrestled men.
I randomly just got an email for a WWE Total Divas wrestler.
Which one?
Alexa Bliss.
Okay. Mm. Who can Google her first?
Weird time.
I'm still on Charlotte Flair.
Oh, Charlotte Flair. I'll go to Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, you look like your daddy, girl.
All right.
Alexis Bliss.
Alexa Bliss.
Oh, her too. Alexa. Beat you.
No, I'm there already. I've been here.
Oh. What's up? Ooh.
Oh, there he is.
Oh!
We've only got a minute. Quick, sit down. Hurry up.
Hurry up, boy.
All right. First of all, should we have Alexa Bliss on the show? This is Evan Roberts at WFAN. We were just talking.
Yes. Man,
why is your microphone not working?
She's tiny. 5'1"?
Sorry. There it is.
Yeah, because not only is she like a big star, but she's on Total Divas. So you got the reality star aspect of it, too.
Okay. So we should have Alexa Bliss on the show. All right. This other question.
She's about that tall.
She's very tiny, yes.
Mm. And if you missed it, Evan Roberts is the wrestling geek we were talking about. Does a show next
I'm not
door.
The wrestling geek.
A wrestling
geek, bro.
The one we were talking about, though. And also, Ronda Rousey impact on WWE. Will she be a star?
Oh, yeah. You know what? The last 2 years, they really pushed women wrestling. Like, there's multiple matches per pay-per-view. They give them a lot of time. So I think she brings the star
involved,
power.
Oils?
No, they've got away from that. The Braun Panties matches, those were in the late 90s, early 2000s.
That's why I asked. Why
that happened.
Thank you. It happened.
I know, but it's sort of a lot of stuff. Sort of slavery.
Why you got to bring that on? Why you got to ruin my morning by bringing up slavery?
Hey. Hey, speaking of slavery, anniversary of the passing of the 13th Amendment yesterday, by the way. How about that?
Congratulations.
How about that?
I'm free!
Will she wrestle men?
I'm coming, white women!
No, she will not. Okay. China did, but she's not here anymore.
She's dead. We just learned that from Joe in Houston, or Sean in Tennessee, right?
Joni Lauer.
Yeah.
She used to be with Triple H. They were sleeping together. How about that?
Wow.
That's an interesting factoid.
Yeah. Evan Roberts, thank you for 3 minutes. Gio and Jones, we'll talk to you tomorrow. CBS Sports Radio.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.